Living your head rent free. 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 Rent free. That's right. Free. Free. Every Wednesday, you want to add to the conversation. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. We start out with P1 Costa. P1 Costa writes in and says, I cannot begin to remember how it was put together by Jubb, but anytime I hear the Rolling Stones song Miss You or the name of quarterback Gardner Minshew, immediately it goes to the lyrics, just dying to meet you, to Jubb screaming, Gardner Minshew. Hopefully y'all have the audio. We do not.
It's okay.
Also, when do y'all do this segment? 2:15 every Wednesday.
we're doing it right now.
Right now.
So Costa, we will do this again next week at this exact same time.
Exactly.
Now, I don't remember when George said that first. It might have been at the compound, Justin, a year or two ago.
It feels like it happened first when Gardner Minshew was a backup for the Eagles.
Okay.
And I think he had a start against, he had a run of starts when there was an injury. And I just remember George, who is very pro Rolling Stones, decides to let you know about Gardner Minshew.
I do the same thing whenever I see his name. Yeah. I just see Puerto Rican girls and Gardner Minshew.
And there for a little while, our technical director, Jay King, sort of looked like Gardner Minshew for a while. You were in the headband and you had the long hair.
I can bring the headband look back.
You should. It's summertime.
Jay goes through a lot of different looks. I'm pretty envious. Yeah, the Gardner Minshew, now he's got the long hair. I don't even really know what he's rocking with. He's got kind of the mustache.
Do you remember, though, when he wore the headband and you and I were half wondering, is his scalp coming off?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that.
We were worried it was a bear trap medical thing.
Yeah, because on Sunday mornings, Jay was our board op, one of the best board ops we've ever had, and he did.
Okay, sorry, calm down.
Well, I said one of the best. We've had some good ones. We've had some not so good ones, but everybody on the show is great. And yeah, he wore a headband every single day, and Justin's like, dude, what's up with that stupid ass headband? I'm like, dude, slow down. It could
you
be
what I said.
It could be something. It could be something going on. I don't want to ask him.
I still have a hairline, don't worry.
Good for you.
Figured there could be it could be holding something in place.
Or maybe a medical
like
thing.
Like Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Where you lose your hair. Dirt. For a reason.
And I think Justin's retort was, why would he have to wear a headband if his scalp is... Like, do you understand what you're saying right now? Like, look, I don't know. I don't want to be that guy.
It's
I don't
like
know.
One of those hats with the frosted tips.
I didn't know Jay that well at that point. But now we're friends.
Well, thank you, Costa. And yes, we all think of Gardner Minshew in the same way, I believe. Let's go to P1 Blaze, who says, in the TV show The Office, Michael Scott says he drinks scotch and Splenda. I've never tasted that, but I can visualize the taste, and it's disgusting. Mm. So anytime I think of scotch, I think of that. And there's a couple examples from The Office, and I believe this one, he's during the day having a drink, and he's rattling his glass.
Is that scotch?
Scotch and Splenda. Tastes like Splenda, gets drunk like scotch.
Clinky, clinky, clink, come on. Come on.
Is that a thing? Because I'm not a big scotch guy. It just feels like if you're drinking scotch, you just do three.
The answer is no.
Three
no,
fingers of scotch and thing.
I think this
some
is,
ice.
This could be a younger person thing because I remember we used to drink scotch in college with Sprite or 7-Up. We thought that was a fun way to drink it because, you know, it tasted more like 7-Up.
I love scotch.
But I think one of the little telltale signs that you've become an adult male is if you are a scotch drinker or a whiskey drinker, you just prefer the way it tastes and not have to cut it with some sort of sugary beverage.
Man, drinking scotch in college sounds pretty, that seems pretty mature. Like, we would drink whiskey, but we never thought of...
We were not mature.
...drinking scotch with 7-Up.
Sometimes when you work at a bar...
Or...
You can acquire lots of alcohols in different ways, and it didn't cost any money.
Just whatever could get you drunk the cheapest.
Exactly.
Just Everclear and
Burnett's.
Mountain Dew. Ugh.
What was that?
Burnett's vodka, the cheapest one you could find with all the different flavors.
Like, better than
peppermint,
vodka,
marshmallow.
All the stuff on the bottom shelf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It okay. gets you there.
Blaze,
the same road.
Blaze also had a follow-up, and recent fashion talk will look back negatively on shuffling in slides, the flip-flops, which my kids still wear. Sports TV guy wearing sneakers with a suit. I think that's actually a good look. personally.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
And I think this is awful, and I don't know if this is still a big thing with kids, but the flat-brim baseball hat. Pretty bad. Never been a good look.
They still sell those, like the official, because Jay is, I don't know if you bend it, but it used to be.
I bend it partially. I don't go full flat, yeah. But I don't really like super curve.
I wouldn't consider that a flat.
No, but this does belt. Come as flat, all the new era ones.
Yeah, they all
but
come flat.
But it's still pretty popular, like, look that most kids still rock.
Now, our generation is guilty, and this was in the mid-aughts somewhere, and it probably ended about 10 years ago, but you would get that flat bill hat, and it would have the sticker on it, and you just wouldn't take the sticker off of it. Like, that was bad.
I didn't like that one. A lot of people still do for fashion. I'll leave sometimes, like, the MLB sticker, but I'm not leaving the hat size, and I'm not leaving the barcode and all that on
there.
That
looks pretty low rent to me, anyway. So, sorry if I offended any flat bill hat sticker P1s.
No, it's
there.
Okay. You can wear the flat bill. Just take the sticker off.
This is to you, Mr. Flat Bill Sticker Wearer.
P1 Andrew emails in. He says, every time I hear someone say play ketchup, I immediately picture Jason Killer Kellison playing ketchup, which I imagine is just Killer tossing ketchup packets at a cornhole board, except no one is playing with him, so he just runs back and forth and competes against himself.
What a beautiful image.
And I believe this was during a holiday dry dock when Killer was filling in producing the morning show. I think I was on it with Mikey. I want to say, and he was talking about how busy he was because Killer wears a lot of hats around here, and he's been having to play catch up.
My neighbor's got a kid.
Oh, we don't have time for that story.
I thought we had the audio.
So. No.
Sorry. No, he just says, I've been playing catch up, and we just thought it would be funny if he was like actually.
I think it's him tossing little packets up to himself.
See, the way I see it is he has like an old glass bottle of ketchup, and he's putting the ketchup in his hands, and he's just going back and forth and playing with the actual ketchup, and his hands are getting all red.
Like he's 3 years old.
Yeah. This is why that's not realistic, because no adult would trust Killer with a glass bottle.
That's true.
He might drop it and cut himself.
Or maybe he has the fancy ketchup or the green ketchup that was real big in like 2001. His hands are getting all green.
Mm. Finger paint Killer.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to David, and this one is, I guess, very appropriate for the here and now because it's graduation season. And David says, we used to graduate from Prestonwood Baptist in McKinney ISD. That's where they would hold their ceremony. Now we graduate from the Allen Event Center. Yeah, it's bigger, but what lives rent-free in my head is that when they walk the stage, they are so far away and itty-bitty that it's not as intimate as Prestonwood Baptist. They are so small and the arena is hollow. I don't know. It just stays in my head. These kids will always remember the Allen Americans home ice when they remember their graduation, which leads me to the question. Do you remember any details about your high school graduation?
I remember where it was. It was at the Super Pit at UNT is where we had ours. So, yeah, if I go back there to a game or something, I'll probably think of high school graduation. But other than that, I don't remember the valedictorian speech. It was like my best friend. Don't remember that. I remember there was an arrest right before graduation.
One somebody, of your classmates?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't remember what it was. It was either probably, I don't know, something dumb kids were doing, drinking or
do you all remember
marijuana
the,
or something.
Do you remember the venue?
TCU.
Okay, that's a good one. What about there?
Ours was supposed to be TCU, but it was under construction for that year, so we went to Mansfield.
Okay. Mm. Which one?
Well, I thought there was only one there. I mean, it was like the whatever convention center type thing.
Performing Arts
Center?
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, the PAC is what we call it.
There you go.
I was Lowe's Fieldhouse in Garland. So we went to Mesquite ISD, but Lowe's Fieldhouse was, I guess, the biggest venue we could have it.
Is that where the high school team plays or something?
I think sometimes you have like wrestling events there.
Okay.
It's just a big arena type place in Garland for some reason. Even though I don't think there's ever been a pro sports team affiliated with that venue.
Yeah, I don't remember anything. And we didn't throw our hats either. Did you guys throw the hats when the thing was over? We never did that.
People had silly string and the whole bit.
Like, people would decorate the hats and stuff. But we're like, all right, we're done. We're going to go party now.
But I don't remember much at all from either my high school or my college graduation. I remember the parties after.
Yeah.
Or at least part of them. Let's go to Amy. P1 Amy says, huge Arrested Development, P1. And I say, quote, I don't understand the question and I won't respond to it. Anytime someone says something pop culture-y that I don't get, or I refuse to engage in a dumb hot button social issue argument, which is very often. And of course, this was a scene where I believe they were going into a restaurant and called Klimpy's, I want to say. Go ahead and play the audio.
Welcome to Klimpy's, anywhere you like.
This does not bode well. I'll have the Ike and Tina tuna.
Plate or platter?
I don't understand the question, and I won't respond to it.
The great, late great Jessica Walter is Lucille.
Is that the restaurant that had the Skip Scrambler?
I think so. It's genius.
So that was just one season, right? And then they brought it back a few years.
Oh, they had multiple seasons, but yeah, they brought it back for Netflix.
Because I remember
you never watched AD, did you?
I think Netflix was like season five.
Yeah. That was when I was working overnights, weekends here. I watched the first season on Netflix and thought it was really funny. And then they came out with they redid it, and I just didn't think it hit like the original.
Oh,
did.
The reboot? No, I don't think it did either. Everybody was too old. Yeah, felt like. And since we'll, I guess, come back to this topic, because we talk about it in the top spot, is the Harambe death anniversary. Mm. P1 Adrian emails, hello, Mr. Sweet and Mr. Spot. I guess that's us. I was flipping through a magazine and saw a full-page ad for Bombay Sapphire. I am more of a insert ticket sponsor man myself. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But instantly, and for the last 4 days, I've had the RIP Harambe song in my head, which name checks said gin product. And this is one of the many memeable things that people had a lot of fun with in the wake. And I believe Elon Musk was part of this, right? Go ahead and play the audio.
I hope this is everything.
We'll find out.
Sipping on some Bombay, we on our way to heaven. Amen, amen. R.I.P. Harambe.
The beat kind of goes.
So this is back when everybody thought Elon Musk was just sort of an eccentric billionaire.
Yeah,
he's got some decent ideas.
He's got these electric cars.
Little did we know.
Yeah.
Little did we know.
9 years. Happens fast.
Sure does. So again, Sky Point to Harambe, I suppose. That's Rent Free. If you want to add into the conversation every Wednesday at 2:15, rentfree 1310@gmail.com. Coming up next, we waterboard Monty.
Well, I was on vacation last week, so nothing got done.
Oh,
oh no.
Buddy.
So I'm playing catch up right now.